Monday, April 15th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. Lord Jesus Christ, abide with us, now that the sun has run its course. Let hope not be obscured by night, but may face darkness be as light. Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your peace, and when the trials of earth shall cease, grant us the morning light of grace, the radiant splendor of your face. Immortal, holy, threefold light, yours be the kingdom, power, and might. All glory be eternally to you, life-giving Trinity. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, the Lord will be your light forever. Your God will be your glory. Alleluia. Psalm 123. To you I have lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens, my eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father in heaven, we lift our eyes to you and pray. Confound the scorn of the proud, and graciously show us your mercy. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord will be your light forever, your God will be your glory. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, the snare was broken and we were set free. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us. The torrent gone over us, over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair of their heads is ever forgotten. In times of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be freed from our enemies and praise your saving help. Repeating the antiphon, the snare was broken and we were set free. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. Alleluia. Ephesians chapter 1. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. Alleluia. And our reading for this evening is from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1b through 3a. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, minister of the sanctuary and of that true tabernacle set up, not by man, but by the Lord. Now every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, This is what God asks of you. Trust in the one whom he has sent. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. This is what God asks of you. Trust in the one whom he sent. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. The Holy Spirit raised the body of Christ to life and made it the source of life. With joy in our hearts, let us call upon the risen Christ, saying, Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Savior of the world and King of the new creation, raise our minds and hearts to your kingdom, where you sit at the right hand of the Father. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Lord, you are always present in your church. Through your Holy Spirit, guide it into all truth. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Show your mercy to the sick, the overburdened, and the dying, that all may receive strength and courage from your love. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Light that never fails, as the day draws to its close, we offer you our sacrifice of praise and pray that the glory of your resurrection may shine on our deceased brothers and sisters. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Say together in our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, your light of truth guides us to the way of Christ. May all who follow him reject what is contrary to the gospel. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.